But to turn to the right or to turn to the left was G and H.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. I didn't know that.
Okay.
If something's not right near at hand, you would say that it's just
a little ways off.
Okay. If you've been traveling and have not finished your journey, you might say that you still have
a piece of way to go.
Okay.
Long way or short way, whatever the distance is.
You still got to go, right?
Yeah, you still got to go.
Okay, and if something's real common, if you can, it's easy to get it. You might say that you can find that just
any
about
place or anywhere.
Right. Okay. Do you know what the trenches that are cut by a plow are called?
Fur. The plow and the trenches.
Okay. And if you have a real good yield,
of
you
crop.
Might say we raised a big
a bumper crop. We had a bumper crop if they yielded real good.
Okay. When you're clearing the land.
When you cut down the trees and things, you're clearing the land.
And what do you call the old dry dead grass that's left over in the ground in the spring?
That's the stubble.
Do they do anything with that?
Well, I think they turned it under. Whenever I was growing up, they turned it under and let that rot.
Mm-hmm. When they collect the wheat, they tie it up into what?
Into bundles and then stack it in the shocks.
And how do they measure that? That, like, if you said you were going to raise a certain number of something
a bushel, bushel to an acre, bushels to an acre, like 40 bushels to an acre.
Mm-hmm.
Thrash it and make it a bushels to the acre.
What do you do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Well, you thrash it, just like you do wheat and rye.
Okay, if a man had been running for 2 miles and then had to stop, you'd say that the 2 miles was the what he could go.
Furthest he could go.
Right. If something belonged to me, you would say that it was what?
Yours.
Mm-hmm. If it belonged to both of us, you'd say it was what?
Me and mine.
But if it was
all of ours.
Oh, okay.
All of ours.
If people had been to visit you and they were about to leave, you would say to them,
y'all like, come back.
You already knew what you said.
Y'all come back.
If somebody had been to a party and started to leave and you were asking about their coats, you would say,
where's our wraps?
Okay. Or if you were talking to them, you not say ours, but
y'all's. Where's y'all's wraps?
Okay, and if you were asking about people at the party, you'd say, if you wanted to know what people were there, you would say,
who all had been here?
Okay. And when you're asking about all of the speaker's remarks, everything said, you might say, if you wanted to know what was said, you would say, blank, did he say?
What did he say?
That makes sense.
Yeah, what did he say?
Okay, let's see. Here's some I bet you know about. What is made of flour baked in loaves?
Oh, that's good old country, homemade style bread.
That's right. And do you know of any other names that you call that?
Loaves of bread is all I've ever known about it. Homemade bread. All
what, do you know, can you think of other things that you can make out of flour other than bread?
Yeah, you can make tea cakes. You ever eat a tea cake?
No, what's a tea
That's
cake?
That's a sweet cookie. We used to have them when we was a kid. My mother made them. They were called tea cakes.
Uh-huh.